I hope you're not doing anything embarrassing in there, because I'm coming in. And good morning to the world's most disaster-prone person. How is my favorite idiot doing? Aw, I come to visit you in your convalescence, and all I get are insults. Don't you love me anymore? Seriously now, though, how are you doing? I couldn't believe it when they told me you were missing graduation because you slipped on a patch of ice and twisted your ankle. It's one day of recovery, and it had to be today. Why am I not in graduation? Dude, I wouldn't leave you alone today for all the parties in the world. It's not fair to you, and I haven't been your shoulder devil for 10 years to falter now. Hey, I use big words because I'm trying to be an English major. Not my fault you slept through most of the classes. Okay, maybe a little. But you're not a morning person anyway. Oh, complaining now, are we? You mean I shouldn't give you these cookies? Thought so. I thought I'd get you a treat at least. Your favorite, too, with extra chips. Come on, enjoy. Feeling better? Okay, good. So, I know you're kind of limited in what you can do. Do you want a game or something? Not right now? That's fine. I can just sit here and talk to you until you're begging me to shut up. Or just, like, scoot over and let you lie your head in my lap. I know how much of a sucker you are for being pampered. Of course you'd like that. Okay, come on. Gotta be careful so I don't hurt that ankle of yours. Let me just come over here and... Comfy? Good. I knew these thunder thighs of mine had some use. What? What's wrong? Oh no. You're embarrassed. Dude, come on. You've been lying in my lap like this for years now. Oh, right. I guess I never really gave much thought to the fact that you were on my thighs. Yeah, people used to look at us a bit weird about this, didn't they? I never really noticed it, though. To be honest, it just feels like a friendly bit of cuddling. Yeah, I guess I didn't think much of it either. It seems kind of intimate now that you think of it, doesn't it? I like thinking of it like that, though. I can't think of anyone that's closer to me than you. Okay, yeah, there's my parents. But I mean, not family. I don't know. I don't even think my sister is this close. She'd definitely kick up a fuss if I tried to lay down in her lap. Never really thought all that hard about it. Oh, look, you're blushing. It's adorable. What are you thinking of? Perv. Although I guess I did call attention to my legs, didn't I? That's fine, though. I appreciate the honesty. They are the best part of me, really. What? They aren't. What are you thinking of? When did you even notice? That long ago? But I've always worn these baggy clothes. Hey, you almost sound like this is the first time you've noticed I'm a woman. It actually sounds like it. You've never really treated me like a girl. Well, you haven't. Now what, did it suddenly hit you over the head or something? Well, I'm glad you finally noticed. Although, it's kinda sad, because you might not just be this comfy with me anymore. You won't treat me any differently? Are you sure? What do you mean, maybe a little different? Oh, what timing. You're an idiot. Did you know that? I thought we'd go all the way into those anime tropes where you asked me why I've never had a boyfriend all these years. I've liked you for a long time too, dumbass.